The following recording is a supplement to episode 44, Funny Music. It is the original recording that was not used due to technical difficulties. Shortly after the episode was recorded, it was realized that the guest microphones were not working properly and that the two guests, Jacob Siroff and Kevin Shea, were barely audible. A few weeks later, the episode was re-recorded and released as episode 44. However, the Legacy Music Hour wasn't entirely satisfied with the second recording and felt that this first recording was funnier, more fun, and had an overall better energy. And so, even though it is hard to hear the guests, the Legacy Music Hour has decided to release the recording anyway, without the music tracks, and with a lot of volume level adjusting, as a bonus episode, so that listeners can get a sense of how the episode should have been. But make sure to listen to episode 44 first before listening to this. Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F.
And this is the Video Game Music Podcast, featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era music.
The finest music ever made.
Except today, maybe an exception.
Right.
But we'll talk about our today's topic in just a little bit. First, we have a little bit of the top of the show business. For one thing, I wanted to mention, I just discovered this myself, that I was listening to some stuff on Audio Overload. You know, I started using Game Music Box for a while for our stuff, and I noticed that Audio Overload actually has a different sound quality than Game Music Box, and in some cases the quality is actually better on Audio Overload.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
You wanna talk about our guests who are chuckling right now?
No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. I think they're laughing because it sounded like you weren't listening to me.
And well, then I'm trying to get some setup.
No, I know.
But I am interested in the Audio Overload.
Anyway, just there's a different quality. Sometimes Audio Overload, the quality is actually better on Audio Overload. I just noticed that for some Genesis tracks. All right, whatever. And then there was a listener who called in, and she wanted to clarify some things we were talking about in the last episode about Nihon and Nippon.
Oh, remember a little Japanese lesson.
She's actually a Japanese listener, so she wanted to.
Yeah. I didn't hear the message, but what was it?
She just wanted to say that they're both the same thing, actually.
Oh.
Nihon and Nippon.
I thought
like
it was...
She said it was similar to saying living in the States and living in the United States or something like that. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be a more a critical email.
It was kind of critical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somewhat, you know. She also said that my pronunciation of Ryuichi Sakamoto was wrong, which she's right. It's Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Well, your pronunciation on 99% of all Japanese words are wrong.
Sometimes.
Say.
Yeah, that's true. Somewhat true. And also, like, you know, Ryu from Street Fighter, it's Ryu.
Ryu.
It should be Ryu. And our guest is saying that he knows that. All right, let's get to today's
topic. Hold on. Do you remember her name?
Actually, I don't think she left her name. Actually,
well, let me just say Sumimasen.
What does that mean?
It means I'm sorry in Japanese.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Hopefully, you pronounce that correctly.
Sumimasen.
All right. So today's topic. Oh yeah, let's mention the sponsors real quick. Destiny Games. Check out destinygames.com.
And actually, we just got a delivery.
Oh, did we? Great.
To Legacy Music Hour headquarters.
Oh, great! I can't wait to look at it. Oh, I don't even know what it is.
Our sponsor just dropped off a couple of titles for us. That's Destiny Games in Canton, Michigan.
So we got a couple new titles in from Destiny Games. Street Fighter 2010, the final fight. And Toe Jam and Earl for the Genesis.
734-404-5548. Give them a call for all of your gaming needs, legacy and modern gaming systems.
Yeah, and repairs too.
And repairs, that's right.
And if I didn't mention already, destinygames.com. All right, so today's topic is funny music.
That's right.
So, you know, sometimes you come across tracks that just
make you laugh, maybe not even on the outside, but they make you laugh inside. They're sometimes funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're so like kind of bad that they're funny.
Right.
Or sometimes it's the context is funny. You know, it's just like this kind of music during this scene or this, you know, So anyway, today's show is going to be focusing only on stuff that's funny, and that's why today's show might be the only time when these aren't like necessarily good tracks, but they're funny tracks.
So should we?
Okay,
give
so
our guests
we thought
introduction?
We thought it'd be appropriate to have a couple guest commentators on today's show, and so we actually invited a couple comedian friends of ours.
Right.
We have here to my right, to your left, Jacob Siroff in the studio.
Hey, this is Jacob Siroff. Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic is on.
Okay. I don't hear it.
Okay, good. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And then we also have comedian Kevin Shea.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on?
And these are the guys who are laughing in the background, if you were able to hear that.
Speaking of which, the voicemail you got,
yeah,
it was in Japanese or was it in English?
No, she's not. I think she said she was a Japanese listener, but I think she was probably a Japanese American listener. She sounded, I mean, she had
an accent.
She didn't have an accent or anything.
Well, it was really funny. So when Rob corrected you about 5 minutes ago, he said the right enunciation, and then he did it again in an Asian accent.
That wasn't an Asian accent.
Yeah, you were trying to do that.
No, it was. It was just, well, if you know the Japanese language, there's no emphasis on any syllable. That's why it all sounds the same.
Shay doesn't even know the English language. He just said the right enunciation. Shay should be correcting
is
anybody.
Is it pronunciation?
It's pronunciation. Enunciation is a word. Wouldn't apply here, but yeah, there's no such word as enunciation. That does not exist in the English language.
Jew. Anyway, so, is this all from your MMA stuff that you can pronunciate?
Pronunciate. Nah. Well, no, I took 3 years of Japanese in college.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Fluent? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not fluent at all.
But wait, I didn't even know this.
I told you. I think we talked about this.
Wait, you studied Japanese?
Yeah, I took 3 years in college.
Wow. Wait, I think I did know that, but I forgot that, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. It is weird, because you look at him and you would never think...
Have you
went to college.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, it doesn't look like
so you never went to Japan.
No, but that's why I was planning on going. That was the whole point.
I actually didn't realize you studied for 3 years.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to Japan and teach English?
No, I wanted to go for the fights.
For the fights forever?
Not forever, but I wanted to go see the MMA fights.
Oh,
Dream.
Wow.
Dream, Pride, back then when it was big.
Huh.
Yeah, so I do. I picked up some words, and I can still pick up some of the conjugation every now and then, and that's why I tried my best to pronounce it. And I wasn't doing an accent when I did that, but that's just the way it is. It's not su mi ma sen.
Su mi ma sen.
Rule number one: you're not Japanese.
Oh,
so
yeah, I forgot about that.
Kevin Shea is a Korean American comedian.
Yes.
So that's where this is coming from.
Hello.
It's yaba. It's yabaseo.
Yabaseo.
But you wouldn't even know about that because your parents are white.
I know that one, though. Like,
what about this one? Nay. They sometimes answer the phone like that.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like,
I've just seen old Korean ladies do that in restaurants.
Yeah, yeah. Nay. And they go, yeah, Yabaseo is the other one, yeah.
Is this the Margaret Cho hour or the video game?
All right, so so this is what's happening, is that we're going to take turns playing our tracks as usual.
Right.
We have two guest commentators. They're going to just... you know, comment on the stuff like we usually do, but it's twice the manpower.
Right. More manpower at the Legacy Music Hour. That's how we do it. Yeah. There's a lot of manpower at Legacy Music Hour headquarters today.
Yeah, yeah. It's just really, it's going to get hot in here, I can tell.
It's already getting hot.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm wearing flannel too. It's a light flannel though. All right. So let's start it off. I think you're going to start it off on today's episode, right?
You know what? I'm going to start things off with, do you remember I played the intro, the Sega logo?
Yes.
To Comic Zone.
Yes, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I found another Sega intro that I thought was really funny when I heard it.
Okay.
So you guys played Genesis, right? Kevin and Jacob?
I was fanatic, but more actually Sega Master System was my era. Mm-hmm. I'm a little older. And that was, I mean, I was obsessed with Sega Master System.
Okay.
And later, and then I bought Genesis like the day it came out, and I was really into that as well. But not, I mean, I was getting into high school at that point, and not as much. But I have to say, I never bothered to learn the names of the composers. I definitely had my favorite, you guys are...
What are some of your favorite tracks, Sega Master System tracks?
Fools and Ghosts. Oh, Master System.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Space Harrier was, I mean. Oh,
yeah, Space Harrier is great. Yeah,
it's a great soundtrack.
It's good, yeah.
Good song.
Like a secret bonus screen you could go to where you could play all the songs and even change yourself from a man into a jet. Do you remember that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, oh, really?
That's some
a jet?
Insider
in Space Harrier?
Yeah, it was a Space Harrier secret code, like an up, down, left, right type of
stuff. Okay, yeah.
From the title screen.
Wow.
And you could go through, scroll through, play every song. You remember those kind of? And you play every song.
Sound
you
test.
Could, yeah, you could do the voices.
What was the system called?
This is on the Sega Master System.
Is that the one with the 3D glasses?
Yeah, they had that. They did have 3D glasses. But I think they had 3D glasses on Nintendo also.
And it was also very impressive, a little off topic, but that was the first really good example of voices in 8-bit that I had seen.
Get ready.
And,
Yeah. Actually, Rob was playing it at my house, actually.
Yeah, we were playing 8-bit the other day.
Yeah, so you could just work those back and forth, you know, get ready. It was pretty cool. So my brother and I used to love that. That was really good. And of course, Alex Kidd, Miracle World, was probably my all-time favorite music.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wait, so you don't know Nintendo stuff that well, or what?
Not as well. Although I did end up seeding and getting a Nintendo. All my friends had it, so I finally my brother and I tried to be loyal to the Master System, and we ended up just buying it. When Punch-Out came out, we were like, that's it, we gotta get the Nintendo. So we had both.
Yeah. Well,
I just had Nintendo.
What about Kevin? Do you know
Nintendo.
So do you know the music pretty well, Nintendo?
Not really.
Do you have any favorites?
Remember that shooting game?
Duck Hunt.
you were like a private eye. Gumshoe.
Oh yeah, where you make him like jump and stuff, right? Yeah. I just got that game recently. Yeah.
That was like original wave of
games.
Yeah.
First hand.
Actually, Hirokazu Tanaka did the music to that. He did the music to Metroid, and he did the music to Kid Icarus.
Also, with that game is because you can make the shooting noise. So every time you shot, go pa-ka! Make that gun noise.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of cool.
So Gumshoe, that's your game.
That's not really my game. I remember that weird music on it.
I wish you weren't so late today, because I'm hoping that if we finish early enough, we could all go out and get some Panda Express. That's sort of that's the Legacy Music Hour's official food.
Totally that's official okay. Cafeteria.
Official that. Cafeteria.
I'm a big Panda Express fan.
You're a big Panda Express fan, right?
A big Panda Express.
Yeah. I mean, like, Rob and I really like Panda Express.
I really don't need to go to lunch with you guys.
you guys know about ordering panda style, right?
Is this a joke?
No. You asked for panda style. They grill the mustard right on the chime.
I can't tell if he's kidding or it seems like something.
Panda style. I like that.
That's
like
funny.
That.
Professional comedian, Kevin.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do.
You're lying.
Okay, so I'm going to get things started off.
Okay.
The first track I have, like I said, is the intro. You guys remember when the Sega logo would come on?
Yeah.
And sometimes it would say, Sega. So there were variations done on that.
On Genesis.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, on Sega Master System, it just made a sound that was like, boop, ba, ba, which it's supposed to mean Sega. By the way, do you guys know what Sega means or have the origin of that name?
Yes, I do. Service games.
That's right. That's service games. Actually, originally, Service Games of Japan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How do they get service games down to Sega?
SE
and GA for the. Is that correct?
The Famicom.
Famicom is family computer.
Right.
And also, there was another system that was like that too. I forgot what it is, or maybe it's a game company that was like that also.
Neo
Geo? Yeah, that stands for Neo Geo. Yeah,
very expensive, and it was ridiculous. No one could afford it.
It stands for Neon Geographic.
Yeah, I never saw one in person.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Remember they had like arcade consoles?
Yeah.
With the Neo Geo installed in it, and you could like pick from a few games. But I never saw one at anybody's house.
Ever. I did actually. This guy, his dad was he produced Van Halen.
What?
Yeah, and like.
What episode? Did you tell that story?
I don't know.
No, that was the Michael Jackson story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I knew there was one kid in that had Neo Geo, and his dad is actually a somewhat well-known, like, Grammy Award-winning producer. His name is Andy Johns or something like that. Anyway, he produced, like, Led Zeppelin. He produced Van Halen. He produced Cinderella.
So this kid had all the toys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I just knew he had Neo Geo, and that's big time.
He was the dude with all the Transformers, and he wanted to steal them when he wasn't looking.
Okay, so I'm gonna get it going here.
Music's still playing in the background, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how we do.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It's Legacy Music Hour style. Because you got the coming out of the other headphone, probably.
Yeah. One ear is really loud.
It's bare bones here at Legacy Music Hour.
By the way, I don't know about the service games in Japan. I might have just been thinking of something else, by the way. But anyway.
Okay.
If there was Sega of Japan and Sega of America, you might have.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to look it up. But
if you get a chance, I'd like to. I got some more.
Do you ever go to the Sega headquarters in San Francisco?
I didn't. Well, that's actually what I was just.
Wait, you know that he was a tester for
Konami.
For Konami. Okay. Konami. Yeah.
That was post 16.
But when I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
The Sega of America was located in South San Francisco. I grew up in San Francisco.
Right.
And the tip line was actually a 415 number. South San Francisco, if you know the Bay Area, is now 650 area code, but it was a 415 number back then. And when you called, unlike Nintendo, where it was just automated tip lines, recordings, you called and you talked to an actual person, and there were only about 5 women that worked there. And they were like, and they didn't even know video games. They just got hired at this place, and they had to like learn video games to get, you know, they were more like customer phone service reps, but they knew, my brother and I called so often that we were on a first name basis with all the women that worked there. We actually became friendly with them, and they would take us out to lunch and stuff and give us games.
Oh wow!
Well, 2 of them were these twins, like these East Indian women, East Indian American.
How old were they?
They were in their mid-20s, and they were gorgeous. These twins.
How old were you?
Like 11.
What?
Well, they came over to take us out. My dad couldn't believe it. My dad was like this, you know, really like kind of pervy dude. One day these women show up to pick us up, and you couldn't believe it. You know, they took us out to lunch.
And by the way, Jacob's him and his brother are twins also. So it was like twins taking out twins.
Yeah. Right.
And they brought a couple of the other ladies too, but then when they finally got big, because Sega was so low budget, that was so not.
Wait, you didn't cost money to call a tip line, right?
No, it's just local charges. So that's why it wasn't busy, because kids in other parts of the country had to pay the long distance call, but for us it was a local call. And on top of that, 99% of kids had Nintendo, not Sega anyway, so it was really a personal experience back then. You just call and they'd walk you, I'm doing this, how do I get through it? And then they just tell you, all right, you need to go left here, go up here, like while you're on the phone with them. It was really pretty cool. So and then Sega blew up so hard with the Genesis and stuff that I felt like we lost that connection. And they became an 800 number and hired, you know, obviously dozens and dozens of hundreds of.
Right.
And we lost touch with the girls. But it was pretty cool. They used to give us test games.
You should look them up online or something.
Their last names or anything. It was pretty neat, though. We felt really like in with Sega. So we were super loyal. We actually really hated Nintendo for a while.
Oh, there's a man after my own heart.
Uh huh, yeah. You know, he's a big Sega boy here.
Yeah, oh,
word. Oh, so did you have a Dreamcast?
I didn't get a drink. I was out. I was kind of getting out by then, but Roger showed me his original Genesis. But I did have I did get the Sega CD.
Yeah, we don't even.
Sega CD, though, when it came after Genesis.
Yeah.
Sega CD.
It was like it could play Genesis games and also some certain Sega CD games in between Genesis and Saturn, I believe.
Yeah, right.
And some of the good, like Out of This World is one game I remember I got on Sega CD, which mm-hmm. was really Eternal mm-hmm. Champions on CD was also a good game. Good music on that one, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to this track. We'll do some more talking and stuff.
All right. So, I hope our listeners are enjoying the conversation. I'm going to keep it going, but let me start it off with the first track.
Yeah.
For this episode, it comes to us from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Sega Genesis. Composer is Sam Powell, and this is the intro, the Sega logo intro, here on the funny episode of Legacy Music Art. And we are back. That was Sam Powell, Jurassic Park, the Sega logo, which was, as you probably all could hear.
Wait, that guy composed that? There's a composer for that sound?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
They took time to compose that. granted, it was very cool, but it gave me flashbacks. I hooked up with this girl in college, and her nickname had to be Sasquatch. So
she was deep-voiced it?
Yes.
And she was really into Sega.
I didn't even hear the word Sega there.
No, what did it sound like Sega. To you? Yeah, that was... No, that was Sega.
I didn't hear it at all. I didn't remember the dinosaurs...
Was
Jurassic
that?
Park didn't talk.
No, it almost wasn't even a music track.
Or was it just
Jurassic Park.
Oh, that was the Jurassic Park.
That's just the Sega logo coming on.
Well, it makes sense that if it's the Jurassic Park,
right?
Game.
No,
it makes sense for a dinosaur.
No,
say
no,
Sega.
No, for Jurassic Park.
Like to have a dinosaur say Sega because the dinosaurs didn't talk in the movie.
I mean, that's pretty funny though, I guess. The dinosaur is talking and saying Sega.
It's kind of like when you get a dog on YouTube and they sing a song like rah 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 rah, like happy birthday.
Maybe it was just supposed to be Jeff Goldblum talking, and it wasn't supposed to be a dinosaur. Like, no, it was supposed to be a dinosaur.
A really groggy Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum impression. By this Jeff Powell guy or Sam Powell.
Sam Powell.
Sam Powell.
And that was I think that qualifies as a shorty. perhaps.
That's a shorty. That almost doesn't qualify as a music track.
Yeah. Right.
But I guess the only way it does is because Sega is a song thing, usually. You know, Sega, it's a song thing.
Yeah.
Or Sega, in the case of the Comic Zone. And I guess that was the dinosaur trying to sing Sega.
This is the play it again. Guys, so I say anything goes. It's you know,
just one more time.
All the rules are out the window for this one.
Now that I know it's a dinosaur, it's even more funny.
By the way, I think
did the dinosaur pop his head out?
Given the technical limitations of the Sega hardware, I think that also might have been the revving of an engine in some games.
It might have been, but you know what? Space Harrier 8-bit sounded more audible, more intelligible.
Oh, the
get ready. I mean,
is a dinosaur supposed to say Sega? Sega.
If you guys know your scripture, dinosaurs didn't even exist.
Okay.
Jesus.
Nice. All right.
So look, next up, I'm gonna have a track from Pilot Wings, which is a pretty funny soundtrack altogether. I really like it actually. I think this is a good soundtrack.
What system?
For Super Nintendo.
Very elevatory.
And
it was like a flight sim game, right? No shooting, or was it?
Right. It does. There's a helicopter mission you go on that is kind of like shooting and stuff. I think they're shooting it. I can't. No. The end mission is, but it's mainly an aeronautical training thing, yeah.
He was asking what game was Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings.
But there is fighting in that game.
No, it's not. It's mainly like. No, it's a really good game, actually.
What's those games where you just land the plane, and if you miss, you go off the air carrier?
Well, that's Top Gun, but it's cool. You do light plane, you do rocket belt, you do skydiving, you do hand gliding.
So awesome.
It's like California games.
No, it's really a good game, though. It's seriously a really good game. It's actually, it's one of my favorite games. Definitely.
Person?
No.
Oh, okay. That makes it a little...
But then you do go on these helicopter missions at, like... Okay, but anyway, okay. So this is music composed by Soyo Oka, and this track, it's really funny because it's got this sort of human-sounding voice in it that's like, has this wah kind of sound in it, which you'll hear, and this is from the bonus game in the game, and it's just a really funny track, and I actually really like it too. I think it's well-composed though too, so here it is, this music from Pilot Wings. music by Soyo Oka. This is the bonus game.
It's hot in here.
This is music from Soyo Oka from the game Pilot Wings, and this is bonus game. And I just think that sound just sounds really funny.
I'm actually having flashbacks to college. I used to date a girl who made that sound. We called her Chipmunk.
especially this part right here. Wait, turn it up for a second. This part right here. I really like the way that turns around. You know, it's like, and it's just got this wah 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 wah.
I had flashbacks of coming to your dance party.
Oh, right.
And I just pictured this one dude dancing to this. I don't know why.
You just picture one guy dancing
one
to
guy
this?
Dancing
like,
to
like
this.
There's only one guy there's only one guy who likes, this is his song or whatever, yeah.
He danced like a video game character where he's up and then he goes down. Mm-hmm. And then he's down. That's all I can think of.
Do you guys know, is that supposed to represent a human voice? Or is it?
I mean.
Supposed to be singing?
It's just the sound that they used, you know?
You played another song from this soundtrack.
Yeah.
That sounded just like it had that wah.
Yeah, it had this kind of wah-wah sound, yeah.
It's funny.
It's something, it's just this, the sound she decided to use. Soyo Oka.
It's very muppety. Like,
yeah.
Around like this. You can't see that because we're on a podcast. But my giant head is shaking back and forth.
Anyway, I actually like this song, though, too. But this part right here. Wah. Wall.
I think this is like the music I picture playing when Kevin Shea went home and met his biological mom. And they run and hug in the middle of the rice patty field, you know? And this is playing, it's like happy.
And as soon as we hug,
he
goes,
wah. Yeah, she goes, Kevin, you're 2 years younger than you thought. Now go make it in showbiz, you're not 30 yet. It's a happy, joyous song, right?
It is happy, joyous.
I don't know if your listeners know that, but I'm sure they don't. Kevin met his biological mom back in South Korea. Or is it North Korea or South Korea?
I think it's South
Korea.
I think I tried to go into North, and they wouldn't let me for some reason.
It turns out he was About to be 30.
Turns out he's only 28.
Yes, I was.
How convenient for a guy trying to get ahead in show business.
Isn't that amazing?
Not 30 yet.
KevinShea.tv.
And this music was playing in the background.
Wah.
I want to meet Kevin's biological mom. Find out how old I really am.
12. They were at the Sega tech line.
Yes,
my mom.
I had two moms.
This next track is from the game Double Dragon 5.
Ooh.
For the Sega Genesis.
Five?
Yeah.
They had 1, 2, 3, and 4?
No, I don't know that they had 1, 2, 3, and 4 for the Genesis, but this one's called Double Dragon.
They didn't have 1, 2, 3, yeah.
They went to from 1, 2, and 5.
I think they might have jumped to...
Maybe in Japan they had other...
Yeah, maybe this was a Japan-only release. Do you know if it was?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So
I remember 2, and that's it. 1 and 2.
This game is notorious because it's known as one of the worst games on the Sega Genesis,
mm-hmm.
according
is
to some reviews.
Is it a third-party game?
I need to check that out right now. I need to check that. The track I'm going to play is called Cody's Neutron Grill. And I thought that was the title's really funny, just because I just picture these really buff guys and they're just beating each other up at Cody's Neutron Grill.
Mm-hmm.
But the music to me is just it's.
I've actually been there. You got to order Neutron style.
You can really get that?
Yeah,
you can really get it. Get out of here!
Yeah, no. It's
okay, so from
Pan Express, but
the Sega Genesis. Here is Cody's Neutron Grill. That is Double Dragon 5.
It's hot.
And that is Cody's Neutron Grill. And
it's hot.
Kevin is...
Yeah, the funniest part about that was how into it Shea was. Although
this track is hot,
that
man.
That was a good... I agree, it was actually a good song. You know, but Shea took his shirt off.
When we're at the male strip club,
he's doing
this is hot.
Well, you see, that what I picture, because it's Cody's Neutron Grill, and it's such a fighting game. I just picture the main characters of Double Dragon, which is Billy and... what is it?
Lance?
Tony.
Billy and Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Billy and Jimmy. No, I think that's Lance's contract.
Contra.
Cody owns the grill.
What's it? Who's it? Who? Bill and Lance?
He's not one of the
it's Billy and Jimmy in Double Dragon.
No, what did Contra? Who's in the contract?
It's Lance and something else.
Billy.
It might be Billy.
Bill and Lance?
Right.
Oh, do you know who hangs out at this bar? The Puma from Pro Wrestler. He goes to this place.
Oh, yeah. For Pro Wrestler.
I mean, I wish we had video on this because, first of all, Kevin Shea is eating, he was eating an Otter Pop.
Well, no. He's eating all my Otter Pops.
Yeah, right. Just the image of Kevin with his—he took his shirt off because it's hot in here, and then he's got a Band-Aid on his chest, which is that looks funny, and then he's got this this Otter Pop, and he's like just really dancing to it and getting into it.
He's got a tiny body and a huge head, and the whole situation's extremely.
And he's got no hair too.
I think if you roll some lyrics, this song could be a hit.
Oh, for VGM karaoke.
Oh, VGM karaoke. Yeah.
I think this would be a hit.
Well, I mean, this is just a very manly song. And, you know, if you're going to the Neutron Grill to get your neutrons, you want something manly to pump you up.
I mean, yeah. I guess the song doesn't sound that funny, though, right? Itself? Or what? Does it sound funny?
Well, just because of the title. To me, that's what's funny about it.
Yeah.
It has a feeling of, like, 80s cocaine movie. Like,
yeah, it's very 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like Miami Vice driving in the car music, yes. Like transition to the next scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what year is this, Rob?
This is 1993.
Awesome. That's what it is.
No, 1994. And by the way, Taito had nothing to do with this one. This was an American company. So the original company or Technos, I should say, had nothing to do with this. The original company that produced the original Double Dragon. They had nothing to do with
this. Why was the game supposed to be so bad? I've never played it.
It was a head-to-head fighter.
It was a head-to-head fighter?
Yeah, a la Street Fighter 2 style.
Really? Because that stuff caught on, and they try to just co-op the Double
Maybe
Dragon.
Maybe they try to just do that.
There was a lot of Double Dragon games. I mean, there was like Double Dragon and Battletoads. They did a combo kind of game. Battletoads and Double Dragon teamed up.
Double Dragon the movie?
No.
Alyssa Milano? I saw that.
It wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't very good. It was straight to video.
It's better than Super Mario Brothers with John Leguizamo.
I like that.
Really?
I like the Super Mario Brothers because it's so inaccurate, because it's so weird.
They put like power boots on them.
Anything with Bob Hoskins, I will watch.
All right, so next up, I got this game, Sega Genesis game.
Okay.
And this is music from Tommy Tallarico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
doesn't he run Sal's Comedy Hole?
No, he runs.
You're thinking of. I know you're thinking of. There's a guy whose last name is Tallarico. That's
right. Thanks, Jim.
Jimmy Tallarico. Yeah.
Sony Records.
So this is a track. This is a game called Global Gladiators, and it's a McDonald's based game.
What?
It's called Mick and Mac. Do you know this game?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mick and Mac.
I think we played a track from it before.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Mick and Mac in Global Gladiators. And it's a McDonald's game. And this is the storyline track. And it's pretty funny. It's got some pretty funny sound effects. So here it is. Check it out.
Otter Pop.
Hey, what's that Michael Jackson song when Hulk Hogan
rap? Oh, Black and White.
Black and White. Black or white.
Black or white.
All right, so this is music from Global Gladiators for the Genesis. Music by Tommy Tallarico. This is Storyline. And I just think it's funny, these little phrases and sound effects and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Like, there's particularly one. Turn it up a little bit. The ouch is funny.
The ouch is great because you actually get a real hard CH sound on there.
Then there's a...
I wouldn't think so. It's
like this one right here. Stop. I like that one right there. That's funny.
That was very weird.
Wait, I want to hear that one more time too. When we get around to it, yeah.
I like the woo-hoo.
But it's got like that really bad '90s hip hop track, and really, then it's just got these random voices coming over it.
Like if when like Cocoa Pebbles would try to do a hip hop commercial.
No, this is like
always, this is how they kind of rap it.
This is positive rap.
Oh, here comes. But also the sound right before it though is like this beep boom, like this like horn, you know?
Yeah.
It's just funny, these
so
like
far, I don't know, I'm new to the whole video game music thing, but I'm learning that don't trust white people to make the music to video games.
I like that one.
Wait, hold on.
Like ouch.
Oh. Wait, oh there was I was waiting for that. There's this boop boop. Oh, it's coming. Yeah. Is that there it is, yeah. Okay, that's it. All right.
Okay.
That one's just ridiculous.
Okay. Kevin should have one article of clothing on now.
And a belt.
Yeah,
a
that
belt.
Is all he does.
A belt is an accessory.
Yes.
Not,
no, that's
not
two.
Article.
That's two.
Not
that's two.
It's an accessory.
That's two. And a watch.
What are you going to count a watch? Exactly.
Yeah, a watch.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, come on.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna go with... All right, I'm going to go with NFL Sports Talk Football.
Okay.
So I know Shay is a big sports fan.
Huge
and
sport
this
fan.
This game at the time was big because it had an actual commentator over. It was, even though it was primitive by today's standards, you still had the announcer doing play-by-play. So this is the title music to NFL Sports Talk Football starring Joe Montana, and it's really funny to me. There's just one instance of this one voice that comes on. You guys listen to it for yourself. This is I don't know the composer. It's an unknown.
What system?
Sega Genesis.
Okay.
It was
Joe Montana Football. For
no, not Joe Montana Football. This was right.
Yeah. What was the name of the game?
NFL Sports Talk Football, starring Joe Montana.
Oh, awesome.
And then there was Joe Montana Football was before that. Right.
That was a good game.
Right.
He's not wearing any underwear right
now.
No underwear. I haven't done laundry.
Just cargo shorts.
And that's belts. It. And that's it. Cargo shorts and
cargo
a belt.
Shorts and a belt.
Of Asian-ness.
Oh, my balls are sweaty.
He's actually very not Asian.
Shay, he's like, we have to keep saying he's Asian because people will forget if they're only hearing his voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a very multi-ethnic show today.
The title theme to NFL Sports Talk Football. Okay, so that is NFL Sports Talk Football title theme.
It totally sounds like John Madden. Are you sure it's not John Madden?
Well, you're looking at the screen right now.
Well, I mean,
yo.
Who do you think is saying yo?
I don't know why they even
the football
put that
player.
In.
Yo.
I think it's going back to that hip hop thing. It's going back to that white hip hop.
Here it goes.
Drops. It's funny so how it's bad. Like yo, bow, bow, bow. That's funny for sure. The yo,
I love
yo.
That. Yeah, that's just funny to me.
Hey, do you guys ever play video games naked? I'm just curious because I'm naked a lot in my house.
You say naked, you mean underwear?
All the way naked. Because I live by myself. I just moved in by myself.
People come over and sit on your couch.
No, who cares? It's my couch. I'm naked all the time.
Yuck.
And it's hot. So no
yuck.
Anyone.
Yuck.
No. It's just ridiculous. Yuck. Like, you ever try...
Yuck.
Well, I'm just curious. You live yuck. By yourself, you've never played a video game naked?
No.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think so. By his own nudity.
Really?
No, not really. I mean, I'm not grossed out by it, but, you know. Am I a party boy?
I try cooking naked. It's kind of
do you love being naked? If you could be naked, would you do it? Like, would you
like
be
in
public? The in
no.
the?
No, I like being naked in my house.
My father was like that.
Do you leave the windows?
He walked around the
do you leave the windows?
Yeah.
open.
You,
like,
so you saw your dad yuck. Jump? This explains a lot. This explains a lot.
Constantly.
It explains a lot.
My, no, my dad was naked all the time.
Like,
naked.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah. Okay, all right, we got to keep moving on here. Okay. Sega. All right. Yeah, it's like all these sound bites. Sega. Yo.
Naked. Naked dad.
All right, yo. So the next up is Battle of Olympus. We've heard from this game before in the past. This is from composer Kazuo Sawa. And we're going to hear the track Argolis. And this track, I played this game to completion recently, and this track was just kind of, I have to say, it was kind of obnoxious, you know? What? What are you saying?
What?
What? Your burp smelled?
No, I said I'm sweaty.
Oh, you're sweaty. This track was just, you had to keep on hearing it, and it's just, it's over and over again. It's okay maybe the first time you hear it, but it just, the more you hear it, it just gets... What? What?
You're in a flannel.
I know.
Yeah, with, like, an undershirt.
I know it.
I'm literally almost naked, and you're in a flannel.
I know.
83 degrees here at Legacy Music Hour headquarters, FYI. Very hot.
Well, anyway, my point is this track is like, it's hard to listen to over and over again, and it's got a funny kind of sound effect that goes along with the melody, and then there's this one part of it that we'll hear it. So here, go ahead and play the track. This is music from Battle of Olympus, composer Kazuo Sawa, and this is Argolis.
This thing's awesome. I want to pump it up myself.
So this is music from Battle of Olympus, and this is composer Kazuo Sawa. This is Argolis. And just this part right here, especially right here. My friend was watching me play this game, and we just kept on hearing this over and over again, and just that, meow, it just was so, it started to become really funny to us, and we started just laughing at every time that happened, that meow, because it's such a repetitive song, you know?
What's weird is, that part is extremely funny, but it's a lot of setup for that.
Well, I think that that kind of gun sound that's going along with the melody is pretty funny, too. Like, yeah. watch it, no, this thing right here, watch. Do, you know?
It's funnier when you do it.
I just think that's funny.
I really like this song. I don't even think that part's funny. That part's really cool. I really think this is one of the cooler songs.
It's just over and over again. This part is just so... It does get obnoxious. And it becomes so obnoxious that it's funny.
That part is funny. I like that part.
Are you like...
It's like a powerful thing. Yeah, I like it.
It's just... But imagine hearing this over and over again. And this part's hard, too.
I can imagine. We're doing it right now.
Yeah. No. No. Imagine. No, imagine it. Imagine, like... You know, 10 times, right. Listening to it 10 times more. That's funny.
I like it. It's kind of cool how the beat drops out and that part. Huh?
It's just, like if you hear it over and over again, that part starts to become annoying and then it starts to become funny because it's so. Meow. Yo.
Okay, up next.
That one fell flat, didn't it?
Okay, you know, no.
You gotta keep things moving.
By the way, all you legacy listeners, Robert F. has a giant, like a real life doll version puppet.
It's a puppet.
Real life. It's actual size.
Actual size? If you haven't seen Rob in public, he's 2 feet tall. He's got big eyes.
Yeah, my wife got me a puppet for
my birthday.
We'll
probably use that in the picture, really.
Yeah, you should. I mean, it'll be
With the picture, Kevin's gonna have a shirt off in the picture.
But you know what's funny is that puppet has more clothing on than Kevin does right now.
It really does.
It's also more attractive.
It's not very nice.
Yeah, my wife got me a puppet for my birthday, and Shay's playing with it right now.
It stinks. It smells like you. It's weird.
Okay, so you know, for this track. Yeah. I think it's another one of those context ones.
Oh, okay.
That are funny. I'm going to play it for you guys because I don't think you guys will even... Number one, you guys won't guess the title. But number two, you guys won't even guess the kind of genre of game this is for. But I want you guys maybe just listen to it and then we'll come back on.
But before we go on, Jacob, were you able to tell what kind of game it was from the song?
That last one?
Any one. Except for the football one. That one was pretty obvious.
You won the football because they say the name of the game.
Get out of here.
No, I'm sticking with that story. I don't think I don't think so. I never would have thought that hip hop thing was a McDonald's global dump.
Well, but you know, you get a general idea of the kind of game. You're not the specific title.
Yeah, you know, that's tough though. Without knowing, like that Pilot Wing song, if someone said what kind of game was that from, I think it was some little girl strawberry shortcake game or something.
Oh no, I wouldn't say that.
Some Korean guy reuniting with his mother video game.
It does sound like a fighting game. It does, and the Neutron one sounds like it could have been from the Batman Nintendo
thing. Or just a fast-paced
Road
game.
Rash.
You know what I mean? Okay. It could have just been a fast-paced game. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying specific. You can name the specific genre, but that's just because I'm going to play a track for you guys, and I'm curious to get your reaction and from what you get from this when you hear this track. Okay.
No
All right, problem. Here we go.
Road Rash.
Okay, so that was a track from Evander Holyfield's Real Deal Boxing for the Sega Genesis.
I thought that sounded like boxing music to me. Could, yeah, easily.
No for a sports game, you think that could have been music?
I kind of just don't
game?
Think that's a funny track at all, actually.
What?
Yeah.
It sounds like Smurfs dancing.
Well, it's for the in the context of it. You
play
know?
It, play it, play
that
it.
That game, with that song, if you know the game, that's what makes it funny.
I don't know. I don't think it's... I think it could easily be a boxing game.
Well, like, it's like seeing a picture of you with this tough guy music. It sounds like a news broadcast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound like a
news. No, I could see... News. Well, I could see this, like...
Packs of dogs
easily.
Have been attacking Brett Weinbach. And they've been eating his face.
Easily. I could easily see this.
It becomes a lot funnier when you know that Evander Holyfield wrote it.
And he was wearing his gloves. He was wearing his gloves when he was running it. Amazing. He's a giant.
I had one context one, you know?
Right.
But I don't think I'm going to play it, actually, because...
Not the context ones?
I'm not going to play... I had one context one lined up, but I think I'm going to... It was as an alternate, you know? Because basically Altered Beast, right?
Right.
Like, you say Altered Beast. It's Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
You're not Altered Beast.
How do you say open mic? How do you say open mic? How do you say open mic?
Open mic.
Open mic. Some people say open mic.
Open mic.
Yeah, that's what...
Open like, mic. Open mic. Sometimes people say open mic.
Yeah, open mic.
With Altered Beast.
I know, but it is supposed to be Altered Beast.
No, it's not. It's Altered Beast.
Chewy.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
No, Altered Beast.
Hold on, what are you... Hold on. Let me just say it. Altered Beast.
No, wrong.
No, it's Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
No, Altered Beast. No, wrong. You're wrong.
Wrong.
How are you saying it?
Wrong. Look, this is the Legacy Beast? Music headquarters.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast. Beast is the noun. Altered is it's the adjective.
How do you say
so
it?
So it's an altered beast.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
An altered beast.
How does Kevin say does what Kevin say it correct?
Altered Beast.
No, how did Kevin
altered
say
beast.
It?
Altered Beast. Right? Altered
no.
Beast.
Altered Beast.
That's
altered
what
beast.
I just said.
No, but you guys are saying Altered Beast.
No, I'm saying Altered Beast.
Oh, you're
no, now I'm kind of confused now, actually.
He's that dude. I hate
I'm that
how,
dude.
He's that dude that corrects all the little things
I am
in
that
the
dude.
Enunciation.
That's how I enunciate, man.
You're wrong. enunciate.
All right. Anyway, I got it. I was going to do a track.
I'm a moron because I like to pronounce stuff the right way.
I was going to do a track from Altered Beast, and it's Altered Beast. I don't know.
The same.
And it's the Game Over music, the entry level or name entry music, and it just sounds so different from the rest of the game. It's kind of got this kind of R&B kind of 80s soul sound to it, you know? And it just sounds really inappropriate. I think that's funny, but I think I'm not going to maybe play that on some other day though, cuz I think because I think like what's better, what I think maybe works better for this is non-context stuff and more just like the song itself is funny because we can like kind of hear why the song is funny.
Okay.
It's just the funny sound effects and stuff.
You know what, the Evander Holyfield, I'm going to defend it was funny because when you hear it, it sounds like a news program.
No, that's
but funny. But boxing sounds like a news program sometimes. Like it's like,
really?
You know,
how does boxing
tonight, the you know, Evander Holyfield versus...
Like, when Mike Tyson punches someone, it sounds like news. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, so what's next?
All right, next up, I got Blaster Master.
Blaster Master.
This is from our, you know, this is our flagship.
How do you say that?
What? Blaster Master.
Okay.
No, it's
Blaster, Blaster Master.
Blaster Master.
I hope that your listeners call and defend the emphasis on, you know, here. On
his Jewiness.
The pronunciation.
Altered Beast.
Why would it be Altered Beast?
Wait, I'm not saying Altered Beast. I'm going Altered Beast.
Yeah, you're saying Altered Beast.
You're making it sound like I go, Altered Beast. Altered Beast.
Yeah.
I saw this on a...
Awesome.
...of Two and a Half Men. If we just had a laugh track and it sounds good, it'd be awesome.
Altered Beast.
So what is
it? All right, here we go.
Yes.
Blaster Master, here's a track. This is from Level 4, and this is music by Naoki Kodoka.
Ouch!
Kodoka. Naoki Kodaka. That's pretty good, right?
That's very good.
Level 4 from Blaster Master. And now, hear this out. There's only one part of this that's funny. The rest of it's not funny, but it leads up to... It's almost like a setup to a punchline.
Tell us what the funny part is.
No, I'm not. I won't. You'll hear it.
All right.
But it's like a setup to a punchline. It leads up to this one funny part of it. So anyway, here it is. This is for Nintendo. So this is music from Blaster Master, and this is level 4. And this is music by Naoki Kodaka. And I just think that's really funny how it leads up to that the whole time. There's like this belch noise or whatever, you know? I think that's really funny, you know?
It's funny.
It sounds like the NFL sports talk guy. Slow down a little bit.
Yo. Right. Yo. Yeah. Maybe he just drank a beer. He celebrated. Maybe he just drank some Gatorade.
It sounds like you're burping a baby. Yeah.
Here it comes. It's so weird that the composer decided to put that in there, you know? Like, that I think it's almost like, it's like, okay, we'll have it slow down a little bit and kind of like crescendo and then just, you know?
What the logic was there?
The only thing I can think of is that the story of this game kind of revolves around this kid who loses his pet frog. And
frog noise?
Maybe it's like a frog noise or something. I don't know. Something, I don't know.
This is the game with the vehicle, he gets in and out.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Maybe does this board have a lot of mountains on it?
I
just picture this board being bumpy.
Board?
This board.
Board
level.
Meaning level. You never heard people say that?
Board?
Board.
Really?
Have you been on this board?
Like, never heard of that term?
Never heard of that, no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for like early games like Pac-Man or Donkey Kong.
This is like I think, as I recall, this board is a sort of sewer kind of level, you know?
Oh, now the song would make sense.
But there's
very underground.
There's no other song in this game that has like a sound effect in it like that, you know, like this. Brr, you know?
Is it a sewer level?
I think it's a sewer level, yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, yeah, but I mean, none of the other music, though, has that kind of, like, sound like that. I don't know.
The other levels don't take place in the sewer.
No. Yeah, but okay, like saying there's no...
I missed it.
I didn't get it, but...
Chud?
Chud 2? Chud Part 2?
I know what you said.
Chud the movie?
Yeah, I know Chud. Yeah. C-H-U-D.
Yeah, the monster's
I didn't see it, though.
Oh, okay.
References
lost.
But, no, say the next level is like a water level. There's not like a fish sound or something in it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there's no sound effect of a creature that would be... Like, that's in the song. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Anyway.
It's weird because it's kind of out of context for this song, too. And there's nothing else on this track that sounds remotely like that.
Right.
It's just like some weird, it's almost like an accident. Yeah. Like, I mean, it wasn't even supposed to be, it could be an error that got made into the game.
No, it's not an error. I like the track. I like
it. On purpose.
Yeah, they did it on purpose. I like it. I think it's an interesting choice. It's funny, though,
it's
yeah.
It's like those hip-hop songs when they had the baby noise. Like, there's a lot of those.
Aaliyah.
I don't know why my baby sounds like a gangster.
All right.
So are you saving the funniest for last?
No. I gave you guys my best early on.
No.
I had to.
This is a hard topic, by the way. This is like a really hard topic. It's subjective. Yeah, it's like what is? Because like my next track, I think it's really funny, but I wonder if you guys will think it's funny. But
if I had a video game, what kind of noise would your video game make?
Jew.
That was very Jewish. Mine would go beep boop bop bop. Beep, boop,
well, I'm kind of torn on which one I should go, just because I know. I mean, it's funny sounding, but maybe it might not be so funny when I play these next tracks. I have a choice.
Okay.
So I mean, we haven't heard.
Beep, boop, bop.
I have a couple more Genesis tracks, and I have one Nintendo, one regular NES track.
You guys don't do what's the other system you have?
TurboGrafx-16, Game Boy.
Do you do Game Boy?
Yeah.
You only, because that's not even 8-bit. You don't go back that far.
Which
to 2600?
Yeah, no, we don't do that. Yeah, but there's not.
Is that 4-bit? What is that?
I don't really know what you'd call it, but those don't even have music, really. You know? Yeah.
No, it's post 16-bit.
Okay, everything has to be 16-bit.
Yeah,
or 8-bit.
They don't do a lot of Super Nintendo.
We play a lot of Super Nintendo. Actually, I played... No, we Pilot Wings
was
Super Nintendo.
Pilot Wings, that was pretty good. But that was the one we thought was so funny.
No, it was. It was the...
Oh,
wah, 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 wah.
Oh,
Okay.
But what system was the McDonald's game again?
It's Genesis.
Okay. I think that's the best thing we've heard so far.
No. It's pretty funny.
That was the
funniest. It's probably the funniest.
Yeah.
So many funny words. It's like, yeah. Oh, awesome.
I know. The,
And that noise.
Yeah.
Beep
boop.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me go with a Nest track. I'm going to go with the Nest track.
Okay.
Okay. This comes to us from a title called Armadillo.
Okay.
Okay. Don't have a composer for it. It's funny sounding to me. Let's see what you guys think.
From that movie,
probably
Necessary
a white guy.
Roughness.
They still have some New Jack Swing.
New Jack Swing.
There is Armadillo for the Ness.
I think it's pretty good, this track. I do think it's kind of funny, though, too. I do think it's funny because, like, that kind of stuff, yeah.
I think it's really good, man.
No, I think it's good, too, actually. I think
it's good, but I mean, I think it's funny. That's
that New Jack Swing.
It's New Jack Swing.
You know what I'm saying?
What is New Jack Swing?
But like,
New Jack Swing was like a kind of when R&B tried to cross over to hip hop.
I know what you mean, actually. I know what you mean. It is kind of early. It is Tony.
Probably could be classified. The classic was Rex and Effects was the first.
Rex and Effects was a good one. Do you
it was
know?
Kind of like that's
Sorry Anniversary.
What, who was that? Father MC?
Ah, it's Tony.
Tony. Yeah, of course.
This song, I don't know if it's funny.
I think it's funny. I think that little bit. No, I think it's funny. I do think it's funny.
Like a song.
It's good.
It sounds like
it's a little repetitive. There's like no bridge, or is this a loop, or is this?
It's probably like a menu screen or something like that.
Could
probably
be.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah.
And so like I like the. Like no, the bass though. Listen to the bass though. Like listen to the bass by itself actually, the bass. Right there, you hear that? Yeah.
What is the video?
Armadillo.
No, I mean, but what is the actual gameplay of it?
I think it's a side-scrolling platform.
Is it like just a jumper?
Just
yeah, it's, you know, your typical side-scroller at that time.
It really swings, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's, you got that New Jack Swing.
New Jack Swing.
No, I like that actually. I think that track's pretty cool. Yeah, but no, I think it's funny though. I do think it's funny because the bass is like, that's funny. It's like a bass. It's like a little bit of a like a bass mini solo. But speaking of solos, my next track's got three little solos in it, and it's pretty funny. I think you know.
Okay.
This is from International Super Soccer Deluxe,
right,
for the Super Nintendo, and this is music.
All those words in soccer still doesn't sound exciting.
The
Super Deluxe International still sucks.
It does.
Don't have any baseball games?
No. This is baseball different though. This is exciting. I think this is a Konami game actually.
Ooh. FIFA Soccer. You weren't a fan of FIFA Soccer? Baseball. Remember EA Sports?
I was born here. No, I was
Jacob.
Born there.
EA Sports FIFA Soccer. You remember when that came out on the Sega Genesis?
Okay.
That was great.
Messing with Madden or?
No.
All right.
You guys just said messing out of respect for the show. I never talk like that in real life. I wasn't messing with Madden.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
That's respect right there.
That's funny. So, all right. So, like, the composers on this are Hideyuki Ito, Harumi Ueko, and Tomoyo Tomita.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomoyo Tomita. You know. Who we've heard his name a lot. We've heard Harumi Ueko a lot, too. Anyway, this is the main menu music from International Super Soccer Deluxe.
What system?
It's about to get more chaotic in here with the cat.
What system?
Super Nintendo. For Super Nintendo. And, here, I'll just tell you what to listen for, because it's funny. There's, like, a hand-clapping kind of solo in this, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Like, it sounds like a hand clap. Okay, right. First of all, there's a hand clap in it, but then there's, like, a part where it kind of solos a little bit. Then there's a cowbell solo, right? And then there's like a drum pad solo.
Nice.
Like a tom-tom.
I was hoping nobody would.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that, actually.
If anyone did, it would be Shay.
Come on!
All right, let's hear the track.
No Panda Style?
This is music from International Super Soccer Deluxe. Music by Hideyuki Ito, Harumi Ueko and Tomoyo Tomita, and this is main menu.
It's not produced by Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, produced by, mixed by Gloria Estefan. No, I really like that. I think it's really funny. The hand clapping right here. It's coming up right here. Turn it up a little bit, Rob.
Yeah,
to me that's really funny. And then this cowbell solo right here. Wait, turn it up again. Right here.
This is like a Latino dance session.
Yeah. Sounds like it could be a real song.
That's so funny. And then here goes the drum pad solo right here. Turn it up. Yeah. Drum pad. Okay, yeah, drum pad.
Rob, is this menudo? I know you people like this stuff.
This is actually a very good track.
You can turn it out a little bit. Okay. I just think this is really funny. I think it's funny that there's little solos, and plus the horn like section too is funny.
Do you think the composers are gonna hear this and like, is this funny to you guys? This is my art. This is funny.
Well, it's not we're making fun of it. It's just
I think the track is good.
I'm not
actually
saying it's bad.
No, I'm just curious. But do you think it could be misconstrued that way? Plus we speak English and it sounds like most of them.
Well,
my cousins.
Most of us speak English.
I know, Brent.
Right. Yeah. No, he enunciates.
I need to start enunciating.
Enunciating, son.
You know, you got a college degree.
I know. No, I don't.
No, Shay got.
I know Shay does.
Yeah, Shay has
a Jew, no high school diploma.
Actually, it's funny. You don't even have a high school diploma.
I do not.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy. What did you get then?
I got the California high school proficiency exam.
Why the GED?
What? That was the other one. Just California.
You dropped out of high school. Is that too much?
Yeah, the principal said I was too smart.
You're the least. He's the least ethnic person here, and
least ethnic? Jewish?
What do you mean the least ethnic? Yeah, you are not. You're white, dude.
You're the whitest person here.
Okay.
And you're
Take that.
Yeah.
And you're the least educated.
The least educated, yeah.
Formally.
Exception
formally,
to
yeah.
Yeah, man, you need
but
to enunciate.
He does know how to pronounce Altered Beast.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said it correctly.
Instead of Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
You know what was funny?
USA up all night. USA Altered Beast. Remember
we're
that?
We're all saying the same.
Yeah. Altered Beast.
We're all saying it. We're the college educated ones, and we're all saying it, Altered Beast. And you're trying to
but Shay proves that a college degree means nothing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was just me.
That was just nunciating. He's just enunciating. That's all. He's just enunciating. That's all. Hey, you don't understand that once you get a college degree, you're allowed to enunciate.
You're allowed to say anything you want because we have a certificate.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want after that. Yeah. Wait, leave it running for just a second. I just think this track is, before you turn it off, I just think this track is really, like, it's good, but it's also funny with how the horns alternate with the solos, you know?
Shay said something insightful while we were listening to it. It's actually kind of racially...
You think so?
Slanted.
You think so?
It's about soccer.
I mean slanted like that. Slanted and, like, yeah, it's kind of...
Well...
Kind of, it's so Latin. It's so Latino, right?
Kind of. Yeah, I guess so.
They're just going for that world music.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, world music.
Caribbean, like Latin.
I think that world. I think you got the right idea with world music. Yeah.
So I guess
the world. It's like a world thing, you know.
Care about soccer, Puerto Ricans.
That's so not true, actually. Puerto Rico's not even a big soccer
team. I think that
just take it easy.
I just think that hand clapping thing.
It's all near Brazil. Puerto Rico is all baseball.
It's all near Brazil.
Puerto Rico, right near Brazil.
Right next to Cuba.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I mean, this cowbell solo is so funny.
What's that? Yeah, that was good.
I like this song.
No, I like it too.
I actually would listen to this if I was watching that. My favorite website, A Street Latinas. Oh, it's amazing. You should check that out. A Street Latinas.
I think take out the horn.
No, the horn is good.
The horn gets a little bit. It's a little too.
No, I like the horn.
A little too Paul Simon late in the evening. Like if you take out the horn, it's and you just got the drums only.
You talking about Graceland?
No. One Trick Pony.
Dude, why did you drop out of high school? I still don't know this reason.
It wasn't
not for you. You're hanging out with Sega girls too much.
that was junior high and elementary school more. Yeah.
Did you drink a lot in high school?
I drank. I did some drugs. It was time. It was, you know. Actually, I was actually used to read my own books in class.
I got kicked out for being too much of a nerd.
How do you? How do you just leave? Are you allowed to?
Let you if you test out.
Get out of here.
I was reading my own book, like Lord of the Rings or something in class, and the teacher told me to put it away and open my biology book, and I refused. So I got sent to the dean's office, and he said, you're too much of a free spirit for high school. You should just get out of here and go to junior college now.
What?
And that was amazing. It was the best thing anyone ever said to me.
Some people are cool like that.
Yeah. But,
like some
but, you know, I didn't capitalize
authority figures.
I could have went to college. I mean, a year, I was a junior at the time. A year later, all my friends, I went to junior college. A year later, all the seniors who graduated showed up, and I... in theory, I should have been a year ahead of him, but I screwed off in junior college and didn't get the degree. But really, you could do those 2 years in junior college and transfer. They never even asked to look at your high school diploma.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was a great game. I mean, the music was really pretty good, too, actually.
I was just asking to see how long he would explain.
All right, let's hit your next track.
Okay, I'm going to close out my set with a track from Madhu Mungatari. One.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
African. I like it.
No, it's not. It's Japanese. Totally
sounds
Japanese.
Like a
lion.
This track is called Ra Ra's Theme. Uh-huh. It's got a nice little happy rhythm, happy feel to it. And
what game is it?
Maduo Monogatari.
Do you have, like, mean commenters?
A little bit, not really. A couple, not really. Like, one person gave us a critical comment on our thing.
Kind of like that guy's a homophobic slang and...
What?
No, nothing like that. No.
No hate. No. Outright hate.
No, we don't get enough exposure for that.
I would assume the mean people are, like, super video game music guys. And then they're blasting you because you don't know.
Well, no, we did get one guy who... We talked to on Skype, remember?
Oh, this one guy didn't like our video that we did, the Legacy Dance Party. You know, yeah. You saw that?
Very funny.
And
was I in
the
was what?
You were in it.
Was I in it? did I have my shirt on? I'm just asking. Let's just get that out there. Sometimes I show up to places without my shirt.
We should have him in the next video, though, with his shirt off with a band-aid on his chest.
Yeah, that would actually be really funny.
Just him in the background. He'll be the new bow tie. You'll be the new bow tie guy. We just had this guy who just thought that he thought we were making fun of the music, and it was like, obviously, we picked good tracks, and we were obviously, like, celebrating the music, and I don't know, he just, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was about...
I kept on getting cut off the line, but apparently when I was off... unfortunately, I wasn't able to hear this, but we did this over the phone on Skype. Well, not on Skype. And Rob and him apparently got into it, but I didn't really... I kind of missed it.
He was just one of his... He said he didn't believe that anyone should dance to video games.
He said you shouldn't... He said this music wasn't made to be danced
to. Who else said that? The father in Footloose?
Well, that's exactly what Rob said. Yeah. That's what Rob said on the phone to this guy. He said, what is this, Footloose?
And then,
but isn't kind of why that's funny is because it's not meant to be danced to?
Well,
it is. It's very danceable, though. And
you guys were, the joke of the video was that you're having a dance party to music that's meant to be...
No, that's not... No, the joke is that we were treating the music as if it was like you would never see that. Like, you would never see a dance show that had video game music. The joke isn't making fun of the music.
Like
he thought
he danced.
Oh, he also thought we were making fun of the Japanese names and stuff too.
Yeah,
actually,
that too.
He thought we were like
the Japanese name.
Yeah, like we're rattling off all these names and then
he white?
He's white. Oh, white.
He's one of those white guys who thinks he's Asian.
I don't know if he
like you.
I met those guys, but I looked the part.
Yeah, you do look.
Okay, so I'm gonna.
You're little and stuff.
Stop looking at my belly.
Madhu Mungatari one. And the composers for this are Polygon Junkie and...
Hold on a sec.
It's Ainosuke Nagao?
Tsuyoshi
Matsushima, right?
Matsushima.
Yeah.
Matsushima.
Japanese name.
Who?
Shame on you guys.
Who?
You both.
Well, you don't even know how to pronounce. You can't even pronounce your own... What's your real name?
Don't worry about what my
name is. What's your real name?
Oh, yeah, what is your real name, actually?
It's Soo Jung Young.
You see what I mean? Look at that. How disgusting it is.
No, it's actually Soo Young Jun.
There it is. And he's not making fun of you.
I was just kidding. I was kidding.
Okay.
See, he was totally being racist.
I was doing his Altered Beast
Well,
thing.
Look. In the certain ways you pronounce the Japanese. I'm not just going to say, it's Tsuyoshi Matsushima. You know what I mean?
Tsuyoshi Matsushima.
Tsuyoshi Matsushima.
I guess it's Tsuyoshi Matsushima.
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 That's it. And that's not making fun of it. It's just.
I was totally what? Best.
He was kidding. He was joking.
I was totally
Japanese,
best.
Japanese, I'm not kidding.
He was kidding. He was totally kidding. He was kidding. He was kidding. I thought you were playing along, actually.
Oh, no, I thought he was really busting my balls.
Japanese is, like, such a beautiful language. I'm not kidding. I really feel that way.
You can tell the difference?
Yeah, Japanese is beautiful. It's, like, lots of syllables, and it flows, and every other thing is just, like...
Tell the difference between Japanese and...
You can't tell the difference?
I can't.
I can
easily. It's like, yeah, it's, like, a lot of, like...
I don't know how we ended up here, but I'm going to close out my set.
Yes.
With Madhu Mungatari.
Monogatari.
Yeah. Here's Ra Ra's...
Theme.
Theme. So there is Ra-Ra's theme from Aduo Monogatari.
It's also Kevin Shea's theme, too.
Yeah. Can't see it.
He's kind of grinding on Rob right now.
Yeah.
Kevin is.
Yeah. No, that, what else is new? So, I like that hi hat. You know what I mean?
The hi hat.
We
there,
did
yeah.
that in the last.
You like
hi
hat? Yeah, yeah. I kind of like where it goes. Da 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 da. Watch coming up. Watch this. Da da. Bum, bum.
What's hi hat?
I like how the mimicking it does. You know, it's like da da.
Yeah. Just. No, if the tattoo on Jacob's arm could dance. I think this would be the song. Could you make your
tattoo? Yeah, he actually... Oh, we forgot. We never talked about that. He has an Alex Kidd tattoo on his arm.
I do.
In the picture, you got to show it. Yeah.
That's how not racist I am, guys.
Who is Alex Kidd, by the way?
The video game. The Sega Master System video game.
He was kind of the mascot for Sega for a while. So before Sonic. Before Sonic.
He was not the mascot. The Fantasy Star guy was... What was his name?
Really?
Fantasy Star.
Dude, that's a total ripoff of
Space
Super Mario.
No, it's not at all.
Look at it, it's got the overalls.
No, yeah. It wasn't though. What was first?
Wonder Boy?
What was first? Super Mario or Alex Kidd, right?
Mario probably existed first.
But Alex Kidd.
No, but Mario came.
The games, I believe.
Yeah, but no, but he came out Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong came in 1980, so.
Good point.
But Mario was from that.
This but he wasn't a ripoff of that. He did have overalls, but he wasn't. Actually, he didn't even have overalls in the game. He only had overalls on the
cover.
Was
he naked like me?
What was the game? What was the thing called? It's not Fantasy Star. The thing with the little colored pod of the shooter, side shooter, space.
Anyway, getting back to the song.
Fantasy Star.
Hold on. No, not Fantasy Star.
Fantasy Zone?
Fantasy Zone. Uh-huh. That thing was a logo for Sega.
Oh, was it?
I will say, this song is very similar to the Sugar song. Don't you think? It kind of has a little bit of a Latino feel.
It sounds like some old...
It is kind of a little... Like it is a Latin rhythm a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. It sounds like cool it. Now.
I'm here.
New Edition a little bit.
No one...
New Edition.
This one.
Listen to this for a sec. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. I like a girl who cares who you like.
I don't know that song.
I thought it was Max Perfect.
All right. Yo, next up...
No.
Yo. No, I was... Okay.
Ouch!
All right, so...
Island Wayne. All
right, my last song is this... it's from this game. This is known, actually, as the gayest game for Super Nintendo.
The gayest game?
Like, and I'm not even saying, like...
Like, that's gay or
it's
like,
gay. It's, like homosexual. Oh. It's really just homoerotic.
Known as the gayest game?
I think, yeah, it's pretty much known as...
What's the name of the game?
It's called Cho Aniki... It's called Cho Aniki. It's a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom.
Sounds good.
It's called Cho Aniki Bakuretsu Rantuo Hen.
How's this game gay?
Well, we'll look at some of the footage of it because it's pretty. Well, listen. Here's what we'll do. We'll watch some footage and we'll also play the music to it.
Get it.
You would be in it if any of us. Yeah, well, look at you got a Band-Aid.
I'm comfortable without my shirt on.
You know that's true. That's pretty.
When we were all, I don't know if you guys, your listeners know, you guys are both stand-up comedians.
We've mentioned it a little bit, but yeah.
We were all stand-up comedians together in the San Francisco comedy scene, and Shay and Rob were known for being the two most homoerotic guys around, always grabbing your butt whenever you...
Not Rob.
Oh, yes.
I did sit on Rob's lap once, though, just casually, but that was like, true. I was just really...
I was always like grabbing your crotch or spanking your butt when you walk by, and Shay was the same, and it was kind of like, and it's just amazing how much he's surpassed. Like, I don't even think of Rob like that anymore.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's got married.
Settled down.
Yeah, settled down. And it's almost like you doubled up your efforts once Rob went straight.
Can I just tell you, the more you're talking about it, the tighter my pants are getting. Play the music.
Okay, so wait, hold up. So, the composers on this are Sané Kasahara, Taku Iwasaki, and Don Macau. I don't know why that's in there like that, but this is Big Flower Field, which is probably the gayest level in this game. Let me just describe the level first before first of all, the characters are just... there's one character who he's like in a bathtub. It looks like a bathtub, but it's actually a half of a planet, and he's naked in it, and he shoots fireballs like this. I mean, I can't... He has like a limp wrist, and he shoots the fireballs like this and stuff. It's really actually gay. And then there's this other guy who's really super buff, and he moves his hips from side to side, and he's only wearing a Speedo. This level, this flower field level, has these really buff bodybuilder kind of men in Speedos with little fairy wings, and there's all these flowers around. It's actually really homoerotic. It's like, it seems like it's purposely homoerotic.
Remember, and Alice Kidd in the Lost Stars, when those little guys used to, like, they used to actually shoot projectiles out of their butts at you.
Oh, farts.
Yeah, they were like farts, but they were like little brown clouds.
But that's
the game was almost not.
That's really, not gay.
It's not gay, but it's just.
This Cho Aniki series is known for having homoerotic imagery and stuff. But this game in particular, it's a fighting game, head to head fighting game, and it's just very gay. Anyway, this song is from that Flower Field level, and it kind of has maybe a gay sound to it too. Not that there's anything funny about being gay, but it is funny how homoerotic it is, I guess, right? For a video game, too. Anyway, the song has this sort of man-sounding voice in it going, you'll hear what I mean. And I don't know, there's a funny sound to this music. But I think particularly this song with the level and then Sing the Fighters, that's what makes it really kind of funny, too. So anyway, we'll watch the video. We'll play the music. Look it up, too, for the listeners. Cho Aniki for what? Super Nintendo, Super Famicom.
Final song?
Well, we're going to play a closing out song, but this is kind of...
Well, if we're going to commit to this song, we should all take off our shirts.
I'm not doing it.
Play the track! And we're back! And we all still have our shirts on, except for me, which is I'm very disappointed about.
So,
what was the name of the song?
This is from Cho Aniki, Bakuretsu Rantou Hen. Music by Sane Kasahara, Taku Iwasaki, and Don Macau. This is Big Flower Field. Listen to this man's voice situation,
what
you know?
What's funny is the deep part coming up almost sounds like your Vietnamese impression.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
A little bit of watery.
Actually, this part is funny, really, coming up here, actually, when it's like... The man's voice sound just kind of comes in for just a little bit. Right here, coming up right here. Watch this. Whoa, 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 whoa. He does it. They do it again here. Watch this.
Is that the chef from South Park? That one?
No, it's Christopher Walken. It's Christopher Walken.
Damn it, I knew I should have used that one.
Wait, wait, here, watch. Wait, hold on. There's one other part right here. Wait, 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 play this. But don't fade it out yet, hold on. This is like a different kind of male voice.
It actually really, I hear a lot of Danny Elfman in this.
Oh, interesting.
Do you hear that?
I could see that, yeah.
It really sped up, though.
I could see that.
Sped up Danny Elfman.
I could see that.
Who's Danny Elfman?
Danny Elfman, you know, he does all the Tim Burton music, the original Batman. Yeah, I wouldn't have heard this and thought, yeah, I heard this and thought, like, circus clown.
Very, with, yeah. Yeah, like, he has that circus feel to it.
I thought it would have been, which is very Danny Elfman, by the way.
What was that video game where they throw the beers at you and you gotta catch all the beers?
Bottles.
It's almost like Bomber, but it's with beers.
Wait, you mean the Atari game?
No, I think it was Nintendo.
Oh, you mean you're talking about Back to the Future?
What?
All right, well, anyway, so that pretty much brings us to the end of our show.
Yeah, it's been a wild one.
Yeah, it's been a wild show.
Yeah.
This is going to be a buttload to edit.
Get it? Buttload.
Yeah. So that was our little focus on funny music on the Legacy Music Hour. For a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. You can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com or comment on our page.
Or give us a call or send us a text, 281-SONIC-91.
And
hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, and we want to thank our guest, Kevin Shea, for being naked and
naked
and eating all my Otter Pops
and wearing the bandit.
Nickel, but thank you.
They're not a nickel. Those are genuine Otter Pops.
You're welcome.
And we want to thank Jacob Siroff.
Yes.
The grammar lesson, the pronunciation.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you know how to pronounce Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
Here's the thing. Do you guys want to plug anything as far as like shows or anything like that?
Don't contact me, anybody. My name is spelled with three F's. If you want to look me up, that's it. I'd like for you actually to edit out most of the stuff I said there.
Kevin, you gonna be anywhere? This comes out on Wednesday, so
check out my website, kevinshea.tv.
You got a podcast coming out as well soon?
Yes, that will be out, but mm-hmm. Shea is spelled S-H-E-A, like Shea Stadium, or Shea Butter if there's any girl listeners. If there's any
Shea
girl
Butter.
Listeners.
And check it out. And my CD is available on iTunes. I like to cuddle.
There's no DVD though, huh?
No DVD.
So we don't get to see the visual
nakedness.
The nakedness.
No, you gotta come to my house for that.
Uh-huh. That's the bonus level.
I love everybody. I'm a people person, and I love Alex Kidd. Super 8 games. And that's,
anytime that's anyone has
to Super 8 bit.
Super 8 bit.
Means they don't like that race.
Okay, what else? What's our next topic? We don't know, right?
Not
okay.
Sure.
All right, so stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for our next episode, Unknown.
Are we going to Panda Express?
Our good friend Unknown. I think we might be going to Panda Express after this.
Panda style.
Play the track.
And so we're going to close the show with... I thought we would close with Dynamitracer because there's some funny sounding stuff from that. I actually really like this track a lot from Dynamitracer. This is music composed by Nobuo Uematsu. And it has these sort of monster voices. And that's just, that sound kind of funny, you know? And the whole thing is like a cappella, actually, you know? And I don't know, it's kind of a funny track, but it's actually pretty good, too. And this is from Dynamitracer. This is called Monster Stomach. And that's it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F.
Jacob Siroff.
Kevin Chen.
This is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing through this episode.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show.
No problem.
Both of you.
Good night.